Hey y'all, welcome back to the Bruised Not Broken podcast. It is December. I love December. No, it's not my birthday month or anything. My birthday is in May. I'm a Taurus. This month I decided to take a deep dive into learning more about Jesus and his birth, you know, and all his coming about. Because I don't want to be smokescreen with all the gifts and Santa Claus and all this stuff. Like, I understand that, you know, it's for the kids, you know, Santa Claus and the elves and the gifts and the Christmas tree, all this other stuff. But what it's really about is Jesus, you know. And somehow, some way, we kind of forgot about Jesus in this season when it should all be about him. You know what I'm saying? Because the reason that we're here is because we were saved through him. So, yes, for this month, I am just taking a deep dive into Jesus and, you know, his ministry and how he came about. So, I want us to take a look at Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. This is basically the calling of Abraham. He'll get his name changed a little bit later in Genesis, but right now it's just Abram. But I will refer to him as Abraham, of course. So, it says, "The Lord has said to Abraham, 'Leave your native country, your relatives and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be blessed through you.' So, Abraham departed as the Lord had instructed, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he left Haran." And that ends the verses 1 through 4. So, when Abraham got the call, he was 75 years old. 75 years old, y'all. Come on now. 75 years old. And us 20-somethings, we be tripping out when we can't figure out our purpose. Listen, God gives the call when the time is right. So don't stress out if you don't know what your calling is. Don't stress out. Listen, you are where God needs you to be. Keep being faithful to his word, and in due time, he will call on your name. But let's just go back to the 75-year-old part. Like, 75 years old, I can't just move off this, okay? God is trying to tell me something. To all my 40 and over people, it is not too late for you to turn your life around. It is not too late to make the move outside of your place of comfort. Don't use the excuse that you've been there for 10 years and have roots planted, because God doesn't care for your excuses. He wants to know if your answer is yes. Who am I talking to? You've been giving God excuse after excuse as to why you can't make this move, as to why you cannot answer his call, because such and such has happened. Like, who am I talking to right now? Like, it's really a mental thing. It's a mindset thing. If you believe that you can't do something, then you're more than likely to fail because you already have it in your heart and in your mind that you'd fail. Manifestation is a real thing, y'all. When you speak negative things, negativity will find you, and vice versa. Instead of saying, "I can't do this," say, "I can do this." Instead of saying, "I can never own a business," start saying, "I will have my own business." Like, if there is no vision, there's no destination, because you can't see where you're going. I'm gonna say that again. If there is no vision, there is no destination, because you can't see where you are going. See, God will give you the vision. All right? Don't stress out. God will give you the vision. He may not give you all the steps at once, but God will give you that vision. Okay? He will give you that task. Like he gave Abraham. He said, "Listen, nations are going to be blessed through you." He gave Abraham that vision that if you be obedient, your descendants and their descendants will be blessed, all because of you obeying your call. So you got to be confident in yourself and take back the power. God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Like, y'all, let's be for real. I'm pretty sure Abraham was more than settled when God called on him. But instead of saying, "Well, God, I can't leave behind my family and animals," he packed up his family and livestock and went where God instructed. Now, I love to say that everybody can't go where God calls you, because it's the truth. You know, granted, Abraham did take his family and his nephew and his animals along, but eventually his nephew Lot and him had to separate because there was beginning to be a conflict between the herdsmen, okay? Because Lot was beginning to flourish in his business, and now his business was kind of affecting Abraham's business. So in order for them to both flourish, they had to separate. Now, this is a word for somebody. I don't know who it is, but you are having a conflict with somebody because you're both flourishing. But in order for your business to continue to be successful, you have to let that person go. You have to separate yourself from them so that you both can branch off and do your own thing. Because again, this calling was for Abraham. It wasn't for Lot. So when Lot's business started taking off, it kind of started interfering with Abraham's progress. But instead of cutting him off officially, Abraham was like, listen, you take this side of the land, I'll take this side, and we'll work like that. So understand that, again, everybody is not meant to go where God calls you. Because again, God made this journey specifically for you. So I want us to look at Abraham's obedience. More of us need to have the obedience Abraham had before we can see the place God told us about. Usually when we read about the call of Abraham, we shout and praise God for the promise because it's still relevant to us. It still pertains to us, you know? And most of the time we overlook the fact that if we don't move in faith, and if we don't obey the call, then the blessing of such measures won't come. Like, a lot of us miss out on opportunities and blessings because we're not obedient to the call. Because we won't take that first step that God calls us to take, you know? And so, Abraham, I want you to understand that Abraham would not have got the blessing, would not have gotten all the success that he has received if he did not obey the first step. So don't overlook that. Keep that in mind. It's all about taking one step at a time. Like, our problem as humans is that we try to jump hurdles to get to the land of Canaan, but God is saying you can't jump if you don't know where you'll land. Ooh, come on, God. Come on. I'm going to say that again. You cannot jump if you don't know where you'll land. And then now here comes the question, do you trust God to lead you? If so, you got to stop waiting on steps 3 and 4 and just go. God carries you part of the way, but like Joyce Meyer said, there will come a time where God will place you on solid ground and tell you to walk. It's like riding a bike. You know, your parents start you off, but it's up to you to keep pedaling. You know, and it can be scary at first, but once you start to get the hang of it, once you start to get the hang and trust in God and seeing all that he is doing through you and for you, it becomes easier. You know, and a lot of the times we make things harder than what it is. It is so simple, but we put more shackles on ourselves than what, you know, than what it really is, because we're so afraid that we tend to do things that God didn't tell us to do. Just because we try to do things and take matters into our own hands. Now, I don't want to confuse y'all. I know y'all probably like, but following God is all about taking risks. Like, I understand that. You know, I understand that, but there's a difference between jumping and taking a step at a time. When you're jumping over a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? You're missing some vital steps that you need to really accomplish the things God is calling you to do. So know that jumping is not stepping. God calls you to trust him one step at a time, not to jump into things that you can't get yourself out of. Even though we do it anyway, and he still saves us. But listen, let's save ourselves the trouble by just trusting God one step at a time. All right, so now that I got that out the way, let's get into today's discussion, all right, which is titled Leaving the Post. And for the remainder of this episode, I want us to jump over into the book of Luke chapter 2. The book of Luke chapter 2. And now, this chapter is mainly about the birth of Jesus, but when I was studying the scriptures, this message really came into my mind, and it was leaving the post. Now, I won't read the entire chapter, but let's first look at verses 6 and 7. It reads, "While they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her son, her firstborn, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." Okay, so boom. Mary and Joseph had to be okay with being uncomfortable. That's the first thing I got from this, was that the parents had to be okay with being uncomfortable. I mean, a lodge would have been convenient, but sometimes God allows inconveniences so that he can work his power through our incapabilities. It's like when the Lord spoke through Elisha when he told the kings that the dry valley will be filled with pools of water. You heard me, pools of water. God filled those ditches with water enough for the entire village, for all the people, the cattle, and other animals. What else I got from verses 6 through 7 was that what you're born into does not define who you'll be. I'm going to say that again. What you're born into does not define who you'll be. Jesus was born into a stable instead of some fancy lodge, but just because he came into a place others would overlook. Stay here with me now, y'all, because I really want y'all to get this. Just because he came into a place others would overlook did not stop him from being the child all looked to for hope of rescuing Israel. So just because you were born into poverty does not mean that God still won't use your story as a message. Who is this for? Don't let the fears of your parents trickle down to you. Yes, your family was poor. Yes, you were born into poverty. But you can still change the narrative by allowing God to rewrite your outcome. You don't have to be poor just because your family was poor. You can be successful. Okay? If you really want to, you can be successful. It's a mindset thing. Once you let go of that poor mindset or that poor mentality of the I can't do this, I can't do that, you'll start saying I can do this, I can do that. And then you'll start seeing things start aligning and working for your good because that is the kind of God that we serve. Change your mentality. Stop saying that you can't do something because you can do it. Listen, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Stop saying that you can't. God already told you that you can. I don't know who this is for. Stop playing victim. Get off your couch and do what God has put in your heart to do. No more waiting. Now is the time. This is your charge. This is your confirmation. Here right now. Go out there and start that business. Write that book. Do what it is that God has placed on your heart to do. Because let me tell you something. Somebody is waiting on your testimony. Somebody is waiting on that product. Somebody is waiting for you to give them the key that God has given you. So stop being selfish and start being selfless by pouring that blessing into other people. Whew, y'all got me worked up. Let's look at verses 13 through 15. Okay, so this is basically when the angels was, basically all of heaven came down. They were rejoicing because glory to God, the Messiah has come. And then as they went back to heaven, the shepherds went to go see the one who the angel talked about. So if we kind of backtrack to verses 10 through 12, we see the angel telling the shepherds that they should not be afraid. This is what he said. He said, I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by the sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. So that was their task. And the shepherds, they went out and left their flock to go find the baby that was wrapped in cloth, laying in a manger. And when they left their flock, I'm like, yo, they're leaving their post to go see the Messiah as God instructed. You know, we all know that a flock of sheep are really vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? There are a lot of things that want to be out there to try to kill them. You know, a lot of animals want to use them as their prey, you know? So I'm like, they're left by themselves. Like, who is protecting the flock? But as soon as I ask this question, y'all, 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7 came to my mind. It sure did. And I'm going to read it. It says, so humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. What I really want us to pay attention to is really verse 7, though. Okay? It says, I'm going to read it again. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. The shepherds, of course, cared about their flock, but they left. Abraham cared about his hometown and his aunts and uncles, but he left. Do y'all see where I'm getting at? Not yet? That's okay. Just wait. Leaving doesn't always mean that you don't care. Sometimes when people leave, it's because they are caring for you by caring for themselves. Who is this for? You were so mad that person had to leave, but they had to leave because they got a job opportunity that they wasn't going to get at home. You can't be selfish. Sometimes you got to let people spread their wings and go so that they can better themselves. So in due time, you know, if they do come back, they are more prepared to handle you and more stable financially to take care of you. Okay? Like, you can't always be selfish. Sometimes you got to let people go out there and live their dreams, you know? Sometimes you got to let them learn for themselves. But back to what I was saying. I'm almost getting off topic. But God told Abraham that a nation will be blessed through his obedience. So by leaving his native country, his descendants were able to bask in the promised land. Like I said, sometimes you got to let people go. Leaving doesn't always mean that they don't care for you. When they are leaving so that they can bless other people. They are leaving so that they can get some sort of instruction, some sort of education that they did not have before, so that they can utilize that to help other people along the journey. Oh my gosh. Come on, God. So it's the same thing with the shepherds. They had to leave to see the good news for themselves because at the time, God was using them as messengers instead of guardians of the good news. But before I get too far, let's go back to verse 7. It says, and I know you're probably tired of me reading it, but I don't get tired of the word. Let's keep going. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Whatever you care about, and whoever you care about and have anxiety over should be casted unto the Lord. Stop waiting until stuff hit the fan to give it to God. Give it to God before it even happens. Cast all of your cares and your worries even when things are going good. Okay? Cast them onto God. Because that's what the shepherds did. You got to start casting those things unto the Lord so that when it is time for you to take that call and, you know, when you do have to leave, you can leave knowing that what and who you left behind is in God's hands, is in God's protection. So the shepherds left without hesitation because they knew that God would protect the sheep while they went to find the baby in the manger. All right, so after all that was said and done, the people who heard the shepherds were astonished. And then a man who to me symbolizes hope came into play. So after 8 days that Jesus was born, he was presented into the temple. It was time for the purification offering, and a man named Simon was led by the Holy Spirit to the temple. Simon has been eagerly waiting on the Messiah, no matter what his circumstances were. He held out hope for Jesus. Where is the Holy Spirit leading you? Is it leading you to a friend you fell off with a few years back because of some petty drama? Like, I don't want y'all to miss the call because you're fear of rejection. Let the Spirit guide you to where you need to go. Simon must have been holding on to this hope for some time because as the prophecy was fulfilled, it was then his time to go home to the Lord. Some of us lose hope so easily because we're like the Grinch. Always negative and never positive. Hope is necessary though, y'all, when you're trying to get into heaven's gates. Because, see, faith is the substance of things what? Hoped for. I'm going to say that again. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So how can we have faith if we don't have hope? Hope deferred makes the heart sick. And who knows that when you have a sad heart, your body starts to feel sick too. Where am I going with this? Y'all, I'm getting too excited here. We need to hold on to hope until we can't anymore. And that means we are to hold on to hope until we die. Until we're called home. Now, when I say hope, that means to hope for the unseen, not the things that we can see. I don't want y'all to get that confused, okay? I sound like somebody's auntie. But after giving birth to Jesus and presenting him to the Lord, Joseph and Mary then went back to Nazareth in Galilee. So when I'm talking about leaving the post, it doesn't fully mean that it's permanent, okay? When you're used by God, you can and will have many posts to go to. However, some are just afraid to leave home. And I get it. You know, I have a cousin who will not leave the county because that's all she knows and can never see herself leaving. Now, that's her story to tell, but I want y'all to really get this. You can always go back. But you won't always get the window of opportunity to leave. Listen, leaving your post doesn't mean that where God is about to take you, you're permanently gonna stay there. No, because people need your anointing all over the world. So no, God is not just gonna place you in this one spot. You're gonna be called to go to many different places. God is gonna stretch you to be in many different areas, okay? So I just want you to understand that. But you always have the option to go home. You always have the option to go back to where you started if you want to. But you won't always get the opportunity to leave. And Joseph and Mary, they returned back to where, you know, they called home, but that was only after they fulfilled all the requirements that God instructed. I don't want y'all to get too comfortable. Okay, I don't want y'all to get too comfortable, because there will come a time that the Lord will ask you to step out on his name, and that may require you to go somewhere you never thought of going. Understand that you have requirements to fulfill when assigned a new post. God isn't moving you to that new place for a vacation. That ain't it. No, he moved you there so that you can present Jesus to the hard-to-reach people in that area. Just as his parents presented him in the temple, so we are to present him into this world. I'm getting somewhere. Now, the last point I want to make is that when Jesus was 12 years old, he stayed behind in the temple after the Passover festival. And his parents were freaking out. They were like, oh my God, I can't find him. It's been some hours, you know, since he's been home. And then after that, they're like, yo, I don't even know where my child is. Like, what's going on? What is he doing? And come to find out, Jesus is in the temple. He is in the temple just cooling it with the religious teachers, just out here, you know, talking his stuff. Yes. I get animated when I read the Bible, y'all. If you can't tell, like, I really do. But yeah, so Jesus was in the temple, and the religious teachers were so amazed at, you know, how wise he was. So Mary and Joseph, their post was back at home now that, you know, all the requirements were fulfilled. But Jesus' post was to be in that temple. Now, when they came to find him and they were like, you know, why did you do this to us? Jesus was like, but why did you go searching? Didn't you know where I would be? Like, I would be in my father's house. Like, I am the son of God. This is my father's house. Why wouldn't I be in his house? But they didn't quite get that just yet. But Jesus' parents, Joseph and Mary, their post was at home. Jesus' post was in the temple. See, Joseph and Mary had to understand that their son's post will be different from theirs. So to my parents, don't get mad at your kid for not following in your footsteps. Be glad because they are following in the steps God ordained. Yes, they may not have, you know, followed the steps of boxing like, you know, how you followed your father. Or they may not have followed you into law school just how you followed your mother. It is okay if they want different things than you. Okay, we all have different callings. And God uses us all in different ways. So don't be upset when they're not following your footsteps, you know, word for word. Because listen, God has already had steps ordered for them anyway. And it's not the ones that he ordered for you. So, this was a good episode, y'all. Like, this is a really good episode. And I'm still, like, my adrenaline's still pumping. I'm still hyped. Energy is just off the roof. Like, woo! I'm hyped, y'all. I might go for a little jog after this. Let me stop lying. I'm not going for a jog after this. I'm going to make me some tea and get me something to eat. And yeah, but this is just a good episode, guys. Like, I'm so glad that God used me to be the one to give you guys this message. I hope you guys took away some points from this episode. If you didn't get anything, at least write this down. In order to leave the post, you must first take that step. In order to leave the post, you must first take that step. And you must also trust in God that he has you covered. You know, we always talk about, you know, trusting God and this and that, but we aren't willing to take the first step until we fully get the whole story. Listen, God says, I'm not going to give you the whole thing. What I'm going to give you is piece by piece. I want to see how well you trust me. I want to see how well your faith is in me. I want to know, do you really believe that I got you? So that wraps up today's episode, y'all. Thank you guys for tuning in. Subscribe if you haven't already. And listen, y'all have a blessed rest of y'all day. I love you guys so much. Again, I appreciate those that tuned in and just listened with your girl. But yeah, y'all have a good rest of y'all day. Love y'all. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Holla!